The person mekabel Shabbos before the tzibur, once he's mekabel Shabbos in his tefillah, even though the tzibur did not just have ma'ir for Shabbos, but if an individual decides to daven before the tzibur and ma'ir, then that creates a kabel Shabbos for himself. He's also melacha. He can't make a condition that he's davening ma'ir for the condition that he doesn't want to be mekabel Shabbos. Like we said before, this has to be done after Klag Mincha. Before that, one cannot be mekabel Shabbos. Most of the congregation mekabel Shabbos, then the minority of the congregation are automatically bound by that, and it's Shabbos for them. A shul, a city that has two shuls, multiple shuls, so one is not mechayev the other one. Even one shul they daven higher, yeah, one tzibur is not nimshach after the other one. It's mashma though that the person is purveying himself in a certain tzibur, then he is bound by what that tzibur does. Prove itself that the two times any time I'm free to go by the first time. The person comes to town on Friday and every year is Mekabel Shabbos already. He has to be Mekabel Shabbos as once he gets into the town. He has looks on it, he has to let it drop out of his form.